fight during Shas and Sanhedrin of Payal, picking up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. Zog the Heilige Mishnah, Mish, and it's chayav b'shtei misos beis. And if a person is chayav two misos beis din, neither mechamor, you give him the more chamor punishment. And whether we're going to see this, and the Gemara is going to discuss, what is that talking about? What's the situation where you can be chayav two misos to get the chamor one? That's like, for example, a person is with a married woman, and therefore he gets chenek. But before he gets killed, he goes in and does a avodah zarah, which is stoning. So you would think that he's already considered a dead man because of the first conviction, therefore you can't give him another conviction. The Mishnah is telling us that he can't be convicted a second time. So the example they gave over here, the court's going to give him for avodah zarah because of the second one over here, and he gets stoning as opposed to getting beheading, which is less intense. So again, Mishnah's chayav b'shtei misos beis din, he doesn't mechamor, he gets a more chamor one. Avera, Mishnah's chayav b'shtei misos. What happens if you have an avera that you get two misos for that avera? Rashi says, for example, you go in chamoso v'eishes ish. Let's say your mother-in-law, which is also an eishes ish. So those are two things that are happening at the same time. A man being with his mother-in-law, and she is two things, a mother-in-law and an eishes ish. In such a case, you get the more chamor situation over there. Rabbi Yossi, only he gets judged with the zika rishona, and then the Gemara is going to explain what that's talking about. Says the Gemara, pshita, what are you talking? You said that if someone does two things, one of them is going to get a more kal one, like chenek, the other one more chamor, which is stoning, he gets the more chamor one. Pshita, obviously he's going to get the more chamor one. Ella, itagure itka, what do you want to say? The guy's going to benefit, he's going to profit from the fact that he's doing the worst one? Amarav, achim eiskin, what are we talking about? Kigon shav avera kala, v'nigmar dino al avera kala, like we said, he was the gemara din on the first lower level of chenek, v'chaz v'av avera chamor, and then just someone going to get skila, sakit the chmini would have thought, kevad din. Since he was already Gemara Din of the Verikala, Hayav Katil is considered like a dead man. Come ask Malan, I forgot to tell you. Not like that. Boy mine, bo mine. We have a switch over here, and that is Achua, the brother. Boy mine, Achua, the Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, me Rabbi Bar Nasan. Mina, Milsa Dami Rabbanan. Where do we know this from, this idea? Rashi says, Ve'afagav de Gemara Din Lekala, even though he's a Gemara Din of the less one, he's going to get the higher one. The Mishnah is Chayav Shtei Misos Beis Din, Nidah B'Chamor, Yigid More Chamor One. Dechsev, because we have a pasuk that's found in Yecheskel. This is found in Perek Yud Ches, Psukim Yud through Yud Beis. The pasuk says, V'holid Ben Peret Shofech Dam. But this person has a son who's Shofech Dam. Shofech Damim. Elaharim Achal, and the mountains he ate, Vel Eishes Re'eu Timei, and he was Metame, his friend's wife. V'esag Gileras. V'esag Yilulun Nas Einav, and he raised his eyes to the Avodah Zarah. Right, so we have basically Shvichas Dam Gilas and Avodah Zarah over here. And we go on to explain each one. V'holid ben paritz shofich dam. Pasuk is referencing over here, a person is involved with Shvichas Dam, and what's the din over there? He gets Sayef, Bisayef. As Eishes Re'eu, Timi's with Tami, his friend's wife, that is what? Dreishes Ish. Bechenek, that's a level above. V'esek Yilulim, Nasa. Einav zovaras kachavim biskila. Oksiv most humans damav bo yeah, he shall certainly die. His blood is upon him biskila, and you see that he gets it goes up in levels. Frank the Gemara maskel for Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Emakula biskila. Who says maybe all these Pesukim actually talking about skila? The holy Ben Parit Shofich Dam Zepan Tzora Mora de biskila. Because talking about Shem Sofo, he's going to do that. And that's skila. Nishes Beru Timas Betam Nishes Beru Zunar Marasa biskila. It's not Marasa, which is skila. Veski Lum Nasein Avon. He raises eyes over the Zaras over the Kochavim de biskila skila. So all of them skila. So how do we know again that if I'm chayv one thing and then another one is more chumber, then I'm going to get that? Says going on. Im Kane Mike Kamash Bel Nicheska. That's really true. Each one of these is talking about skila. So what is Nicheska coming to teach us over here? It's something that we already know. How about the Gemara? Dilma Torah will come out there. Maybe just being Mahadur in the Torah is revealing the Torah. M. Kane, if that's really true. So you buy the Ladur, you should have done like Moshe Rabbeinu did in Mishnah Torah and do the entire Torah. Why is it only reviewing one thing? It must be because it's going up in order. Now we took him earlier in Yud Ches, hey, through Tess, Dar Shavacha Berbi Chanina, he dashes these psukim over here. At the psukim go on and they continue, they say earlier that if a person, he can get Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba because of his great actions. I'm reading the psukim through, it says, V'ish ki yeh tzadik, v'asa mishpat tzedaka. Person is tzadik and he does justice and just righteousness. Elaharim lo achal. He doesn't partake of the mountains doing avodah zarah, eating from it. Ve'in of lo nasas gilei beis Yisrael, and he also doesn't lift his eyes towards Avodah Zarah. Vel Eishes Re'eu, low teammates, Abba Tami himself, Vel Eishes Nidah Lo Yikrav, isn't bring him closer. And then it goes more. I'm just going to read it in English. Doesn't impress any man. He returns a collateral for a debt. Doesn't rob any loot. Gives his bread to the hungry and covers the naked with clothing. Doesn't give loans with the usury or take interest. Withholds his hand from corruption. Executes true justice between man and man. Goes according to my decrees. Observes my orders. Is to practice the truth. He's a righteous man. Spurns a tzaddik. He shall surely live. The word of the Lord, Hashem Elokim. Okay, so now, Dar Shavach HaBerbechini, Amai Desev, what does it mean when it says, Elohim lo'acha yidni from the mountain, shalo'acha b'schus of asav? It means he's not eating from the schuyos of his forefathers. Meaning that he doesn't need from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because it's on his own merit. Rashi shalo nitzach l'schus of asav, mitoch shu chasid. Vein of lo nasa el gilu yabes Yisrael, and his eyes didn't go up to the gilu yabes Yisrael, to avod azara, v'aseishas v'eyu lo teammate, right? I'm sorry. That means he wasn't arrogant. He didn't walk with the upright posture. It wasn't my time his friend's wife. He didn't go into his friend's business. He has a business. He don't put the same business next to him. He didn't come close. He didn't come close to Isha Nida. He didn't get any enough from Kisha Tzedakah. From Sakra, it says, someone who doesn't need it, it's the guy to do. Ksiv Tzadiku, Chayo Yichya, is a Tzadik, he shall surely live. Now, it says the Gemara. Megillah got to this pasuk, he used to cry. Vamar, he would say, Man David Lakulu Hu Dechaye. Someone who does all of these things, he's going to live. Bechad Ben Ayim Lo. But someone who does only one of them is not going to live. Who could reach such a high level where you're doing all these amazing things? Amar Rabbi Akiva says, no, Elamayata, according to you, if you want to say that that's what it is, it sounds like it has to be all of these, it's all or nothing. Then how do you explain the Pasuk of Ayiko, which talks about Araya? It says, Al Tatamu Bechol Eila. Don't become contaminated through any of these behaviors of, you know, Erva. Hachanami Bekul In. It's only if he does all of them. Bechad Ben Ayim Lo. But he does only one of them, not. Ella, of course not. Ella ba'achas mikolela means with one of any of these things. Achanai ba'achas mikolela, with one of any of these things, is going to be considered like he's going to have life, he's like a tzaddik. So we saw in the next part of the Mishnah that someone is over a verishes chayv shtei misos is going to get two misos. Then nido b'chamer gets more chamer. And Rabbi Yossi Amar nido b'zika rishona shabala. We get to the zika rishona. And for the Gemara Tanya, we learn Tanya Braisa. Ketzad Rabbi Yossi. What is Rabbi Yossi talking about? Nido b'zika rishona b'ayelov. What is that referencing? Chamosel v'nas seseishes is. What it's talking about is, let's say I get married to a woman and she has a mother. She has a mother-in-law. And the time I marry my wife, she's a mother-in-law, but she's not an eshesis. V'nas seseishes. Then she gets married. Let's say she was divorced. Her husband died. Then she gets married. Nidum b'chamoso. Then he gets judged by chamoso because that's the first thing that came his way. Eishes ish v'nas is chamoso. Let's say eishes ish. Like a woman is married to someone, and I go in and marry the daughter. Before I married the daughter, she was an eishes ish to me. That was the issue that she applied to everyone. And then nas is chamoso. She became my mother-in-law. Nidum eishes ish. Judged through eishes ish. Now. If she's your mother-in-law, then she becomes an ishesish. We say you get judged with the chamoso. Why don't we also include the ish of ishesish? You know why? The Ha'am Rabbi Yavo. Bo says, Moda Rabbi Yossi, who's the one we're referencing over here, the Isser Mosif, he agrees by an Isser Mosif that it takes effect on a less chum, less Isser. In other words, when I go and I marry a woman, now I'm usher to be with her mother. All right, that is only applies to me. But if then the mother-in-law gets married to someone, now she becomes usher to the entire world, including me. That's called an Isser Mosif, and therefore it applies as well. And Rabbi Yossi is masking by Isser Mosif. So why is it that the son-in-law is only over Eishes Chamoso and Nafreishes Ish? Beep, turn the page. Pay alpha and base. Amalei says back to him, Ada Bari, Ada, my son. Betray Katli, Katatle. What do you want to kill him twice or kill the person twice? Edichinami, you're right with what you're saying. But the person's dead already. What do you want to do? I says, Betamia. Emesh Shechalu Shteim Allah. Vavera Sheish Bashte Misos, who needed a Chamura. He gets the name of Chamura. Veheich Ata Ba Leduno, Af Beishes Ish. How are you going to do all this? Ish? Vechita Argen, Shte Pummy, you're going to kill him twice. Chichail Eishes Ish. Achamosa, Abyosi, Linian Shogig. But where does it apply that actually two things are going to happen? In reference to Shogig, who did Lishayev Shtei Chatos. If he did it B'Shogig with his mother-in-law, B'Shogig then needs to bring two Chatos. Zok, the next Heliga, Heliga, Mishnah. No, 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 Mishalaka Vishana. Somebody gets a Malkus, and then he goes and repeats it. He gets a Malkus the second time. Rashi points out, what are we talking about over here? Shalaka Shtei Pam, El Shtei Averus, two different Averus. And the Averus we're going to talk about over here, we're going to see, Bezin, Machnisan, Asolokupa. What they do is they put him into Kippah. That was keep is like a cell holding cell. And we feed him barley until his stomach explodes, till he dies. Now says Gemara, Mishum the luck of a shana beizin konsidos alakipa, because of the fact that this person get malchus two times, and now the court's gonna go put him in kippa, or he's gonna die. And for the same for the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Mishum in luchus. We're dealing with the Malchus of Karis, says Rashi, to explain what's going on over here. Shalchrisos, lav sheish po Karis. He was warned, you know, he's going to get Malchus now. And then what ends up happening? This is a person who got Malchus twice for having done two separate occasions, something is Chayiv Karis, and he was warned for each one of them. Now, the Gavra Bakatalu, this person is already considered like he's going to die, says Rashi. Bidei Shemayim Yechrusu is going to get Karis from this type of behavior. V'karuvehu delomikr of Katala, but his death didn't come. V'kevin to come Vata Lanafshe. Since he's Mavater his life by his behavior, that he keeps doing Karis things over and over again, Mikarvinon Le Liktale Leve. So the court brings his death closer. Right through doing this, Amalei Rav Riakov LeRebbe Yirmiyahu Bar Tachlifa Ta Asperolach. Come and explain this Mishnah. B'malkus shel karis achas. We're talking about someone who gets malchus for one karis iser that he keeps doing over and over and over again. It says Rashi Sha'aver Osavira Atzma Shalosh Pa'amim Alashtayim Loke. He gets malchus for the first two, but Shlishis Yichnasu LeKippah. Now already he goes into the Kippah. But it's two or three different krisos that happen over there. He's suru de katayim. All he's doing is he's falling to Zietzahar and he's tasting this yisurim over here. But he's not being mevater, you know, that they're going to go ahead and he's going to now die, like as if he's giving up on his life. It's different yisurim that happen there. Okay, next part of the mission says, Mishalak of Ashana. Somebody did Malchus and he gets Malchus twice, you know, and then we put him in the third time and talking about it. Shana, the Gemara says, that means that he got Malchus twice over there. Alphagav to Lo Shilesh, even though he didn't get the third Malchus. Lema Masisa, look, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Let's say our mission is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rashi says, Debeshte Malchus Mechazek. This idea that with two of them already he goes into, you know, the kippah. Do you Rishon Gamliel? If you want to say it's Rishon Gamliel, we have a nun. Acher Terimasa. Rabbi Shimon B'Yavama says, Rashi, Nisei Slavisha, unless a person marries a person, you know, a man marries a woman, Umeis, then the guy dies. And Lashani, Umeis, the second one, he dies. Lashlishi, Tinase, you can marry. Lervi, Lo Tinase, Da'at, Lassa, Zinnan, Lavi, Muchzek, is Likbar, Zgabayalea. Only up to, you have to do it three times, it can be a chazaka that you're going to kill the person. Ha amar atlas zimne lo havi a chazaka. Right? Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's got to be three times and there's not a chazaka until three times. So clearly you can't permission because only two times he's getting malchus. I'm Ravina, what do you mean? If you look at Rav Shimon Gamliel, you can say to Rav Shimon Gamliel, kasavra averis machazikos. He says it's the aver itself that's going to muksak the person to be this type of rasha. Rasha is also becheskos rashahu. Ubasra velo malchus. Not malchus. He got warned he did it malchus. Warned he did it malchus. Because warned he did it, so it's the fact that he did it makes him rush. Hilchos b'shlishi konsos al kibah does chazaklei b'shalosh averus. He was very muchzik himself these three averus. May sevei the Gemara is not going to come with a cash. Other averus sheish b'malchus. If somebody does an averus that does malchus, parmi shono shtei malchus. So first and second, let me give malchus. So shlishi konsos al kibah. The third time we bring him into the kippah. Right, this is according to the Tanakhama, the Brisa goes to the Mishnah. Abashol amar af shlishi malchus. So even the third one we give Malchus, but Revius comes to the little keeper. The fourth one we do that. Now, my lav, the Kuliam Malchus, Malchus Mechzikos, isn't it clear that everyone's being maskim that it's Malchus getting the smackdown is what's establishing him to be this Russia and not just the Aver itself? We looked at the Rishim and Gamliel, and they're arguing the Tanakhama and Abishol are in the Machlokus of Rebbe and Rishim and Gamliel. And for the Gemara, lo, not true. The Kuliyama Islu de Rishim Gamliel. Everyone agrees with Rishim Gamliel, who says that three are necessary to make a person a Rasha. Here in the Braisa, they're arguing about this issue. The Ma'asama Averis Machzigos, the Tanakhama says that the Averis are the things that looks like a person to be a Rasha. Umayasavar, and the Zabashol is saying, Malchus Machzigos, that it's a Malchus that agrees in the person to be a Rasha. But according to Abishol, he's not put into prison and to this kippah until he does it a fourth time. And although the third Malchus establishes rishus, immediate imprisonment would show a second punishment for an offense, which you're not allowed to go and do here to get Malchus. V'hoda Tanya. Aye, the Gemara says, hold on a second. What about that which went to the different brisa, the history of V'shasak? If they warned this person and he was quiet, right? And he says, you're going to get malchus if you continue behaving like this. And he was quiet. History of V'hirkin Orosho. Or they warned him and he nodded his head. Right? You can't get the punishment unless he accepts what's going on and this warning, and he says, yeah, I'm doing it anyway, right? In both of these cases, in both cases of the Brisa, the first part is there, and the first part is quiet, it's like he accepts it. And the second one, he goes ahead and he like nods his head, but the second part is not over there. That is, he didn't actually verbalize, I'm doing it anyway. The first or the second time, they warn him. But the third time, they go out and they put him into the kippah, and they let him die. Ooh. That is, that although with these warnings, Basin can't give him malchus because he didn't verbally say what's going to happen to him here. The three warnings do establish, like, he's a Rasha, and therefore Basin can go put him in prison there until he dies, right? He seems to die. Abashal Omer, Afashlishis Masenbo. He says, even the third time they warn him, but Ravias comes to the Kippah, and the fourth one they go ahead and they bring him into the Kippah. Now, here's the question. Vahasa Malchus Lekha. But there in the case of the Brisa, there's no Malchus because he didn't verbally say, like, I'm going to do it anyway. Therefore, it's impossible to say that Abishol's opinion is based on his understanding that Malchus is what establishing the person as a Rasha. So, but my Kamifli, then what exactly is a Machlokus? I'm Ravina, but Kippa Tzvicha Asra Kamifli. They argue about whether or not Kippa needs to have a particular warning, whether you need to have that warning in order for them to go into the kippah. Umay kippah, and what exactly is this kippah shtickle that we're talking about over here that they put him? It's exactly his height. He's put in a very cramped area, and he's not able to, can't lie down. It's like his height. He can't stretch. Where is this alluded to? She says, Vaday Allah Moshim Sinai, Hach Onish the Kippa. Umiyu Echeremiza Mixas. Where is it alluded to a little bit? For sure, it's Allah Moshim Sinai. Amashalkish Tamoses Rasha Ra'a. Pasuk says in Tehillim, means that the wicked people will be destroyed by the very evil that they set in motion, implying that the one who presumed to be wicked is deserving of death. It says, Rasha, Misha Huchsak Rasha, Timisaso Ra'oso. Alma Muchsak Rasha, Bar Misahu. What does it mean that which it says in the pasuk in Koheles? Kigam lo yeda ha'adam es ito kadagam shenechazam b'mitzvah ra'a. Also, man doesn't know his time, like the fish that are caught in an evil trap. My mitzvah ra'a, what does that mean? Amar Shlakish chaka. It's talking about a fish hook. It's called evil because it's small and weak, but even a large fish can be caught by it. And that's too, a person can die at any time, right? She says, "Shu rav v'chalosh v'katan v'ochis v'dagim gedolim pitom v'inu roa v'inu doma lechas birishtos aydeim ar v'tachbulos." Zok the next heilige mishta. Harig nefesh shalobeidim. Someone who kills someone without any edus, right? And therefore, you can't go ahead. You need aid them. Without that, you can't kill him. I should slow nitin lebez and lahargo. Machisus al kippa, we put him in kippa. Machisus al lechem tsar, umayim lachas, and we give him, you know, a little bit of bread and a little bit of water. And Rashi says that lekaman boy, my stomach kippa kamaiso is different than the previous kippa that we feed him barley till stomach explodes. Okay, says the Gemara. Minaya dinan. If we don't have any aid them over here, where do we know that we go? How do you know this person actually murdered? There's no Edom over here. How does it make any sense? Amrav be'edus b'yuchadas. We're talking about a case of isolated testimony. Right? You have two witnesses that see the murder from different windows, but they didn't see each other. That's called isolated testimony. It's real. It's considered good edus, but we can't really use it. Ushmol amr shalob ha'asra. It was done in a case where there was no hasra, there was no warning that happens. So if we can kill him actively. Rav Chista amr avimi kegon de'iskachush be'bedikos. We're talking about where the testimony of one of the witnesses was contradicted by another one during the bedika stage. Right? Remember, we saw this chakiris and bedikos. For lo ischus b'chakiris, but not when it comes to chakiris, kidetanan, like we saw way earlier in Daf Mem. Maisa ubadik ben zakai b'ukse te'en. Remember, ben zakai examined by the stems of the figs. He said whether the stems of the figs on the tree under which the murder happened, were they thick or were they thin? And he held that if the witness contradicted each other, even in that detail, they're not able to be killed. But Amrish says that since the essential parts of them were used, therefore we put him in this kippah, and he still is left to die. So we give him this type of stuff. So in the previous Mishnah, the Ketani, it says, so the stomach explodes. No, in both cases, they give him a little bit of bread and a little bit of water until his stomach becomes smaller. And then they give him a little barley, and the barley until his stomach explodes. It blows up in his stomach. Since his stomach became smaller, it ends up exploding. It's bursting out. Zokt, the next Halakha Mishnah. Somebody goes and steals kasva, says Rashi. You know what that is? Mefarish b'Gemara. From a caliber kosher, but someone goes and curses by using some sort of magic over here. Vabol Aramis, someone who sleeps with an Aramis. Ooh, what's an Aramis? Aramis is the daughter of a Gaita, basically. Someone goes and is Bol this woman. Oh, we're getting to this Gemara now. That says Basav Kachavim. Kanoi and Pogambo, a Kanoi, a zealous person, goes ahead and can be Pogeabo, he can go and he can kill him. Rashi says, Bnei Adam Kisherin, Hamaskanin Kinotso Shalmakam. They fight for the Lord. Pogambo, Bishah Sharon, Esamaisa, he can go kill him when they see it. Avala Achamikain, and we saw some Mesur Labiz, no, you can't have to do it. It's Mesur Labiz, then Valachal Moshevisin, I have Zalach Moshevisin. Pogan, Mimisin, Kamo, Lechu Pogabo, Possigam in Malachim. So you can do it, but only on the spot. Coin Shishimish Bitoma, the coin was Tommy, and he goes in Mishamish and the Beth Migdosh. Ain Echav Kohanim Mivina Sola Basin. His brother Kohanim, don't bring him to court. Right? Then have to bring him to court for being over an Isser. Right? Because it says a coin is not allowed to do it instead of Toma. And if he does it, then he gets Mishabid Shamayim. Right? But we also know Mishabid Shamayim, people would get Malchus. The brothers don't bring him to court. Ella Pirche Kohunim Motsiano So Chusazara. The young Kohanim. Literally, the flower go on him. What do? They bring him outside. Mafsian as mocho bigzirin, and they split open his skull with sticks. Isn't that lovely? Crazy. What about Azar? Azar, a non-coin shimish for Mikdash. He goes, he works in the base of Mikdash. And you're not allowed to do that, by the way. When no person does that, can be killed. Rabbi Kiva Omer Bechenek. It gets Chenek. It's strangulation. Chomromim bidei shemayim. Nah, Hashem takes care of him. Says Gemara, my kasva. What does it mean when it started off in the Mishnah? Use a lashon. Someone steals kasva and all these different things. Kanoi and pogimbo. What does that mean? Glad you asked. Says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Kli Sharis. It's talking about one of the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. Whoa. Vechenu Omer, and similarly it says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Ve'es Kisos HaNosach, the shelving tubes. This is talking about where they used to put the lechem upon them, they were put on the shulchan. So we see that this type of lashon over here is like one of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'hecha Remiza, where is it alluded to that somebody's going to be killed, you know, by the kanoim for taking this thing, for stealing this kli? Pasuk says that velo yavo liros kibala es hakodesh v'mesu, but they shall not come and look as the holy is inserted, lest they die. It says Rashi loshan ganav shemavlien umachbien. Then anyway, he ends up getting killed. V'hamekalel bekosem. Somebody goes in and curses with his like magic kanon pogimbo. Tani Rabbi Yosef. Yosef says yaka kosem es kosmo, that the person who's violating this is, let the supernatural force, the Avodah Zarah, smite the one who gave it with the supernatural powers. In other words, I got this Baruch Hu himself. Oy, Ribono Shel Olam. What are you doing over here? Rashi says, "Mekal klapi ma'ila, b'kosim yaka, kosim ze, es kosmo, hainu, klapi ma'ila, shanosin k'samim ma'ila b'libo, hai kosim be'enavu, royu v'yish bo koach l'kalabo." Now, back to the Gemara. Rabbanan, Rabbi Bar Mari Amri, that what did the guy say? Yakeu kosim lo lakonu lamakto. Let the supernatural force Zavora smite him, meaning the enemy of the one who's speaking this, and his creator and his provider. That was that's bad news. Rashi says, Mikalos Chavero Veomer Yakeo Kosim Azeh. And next Rashi, lo lakonu lamakno, the hainu kape maila shukone is olam umakana libiosaf estovo. And with this, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.